New Beginnings, written and read by Fern Britton. Then.
I want Marmite on my toast, not Dairy Lee, Libby yelled downstairs at the top of her voice.
The day Christy's life changed forever began just like any other. Her nine-year-old daughter was sulking on her bed. Nick called up to her.
Darling, we don't have Marmite. Mummy's told you she'll get some later. How about honey? Now come and give your old dad a kiss goodbye, gorgeous girl.
No.
Libby already had a very definite mind of her own.
Well, you'll have to go hungry, get weak and feeble, and you won't be able to go out on your bike with me at the weekend. Don't care.
Christy came out of the kitchen drying her hands on a tea towel.
Libby, come down here right now and eat your breakfast or you'll be late for school.
I hate you!
Don't speak to Mummy like that, madam.
And I hate you too.
Oh, she's definitely from your mother's side. Nick slid an arm around Christy's waist. See you later, my beautiful, clever wife. Love you. Bye, Freddy. He kissed them both, and Christy watched the back of his familiar head as he walked away down the mews. Her morning happened as every morning happened, wrestling with Libby's stubbornness, coaxing both kids into the car and getting them off to their schools. And by 9:45, she was back indoors and ready to clear the breakfast debris. It was then that the phone rang. The rest of the day was filled with such pain that much of it she couldn't recall. She'd been told that Nick had died, suddenly, on the pavement, 200 yards from his office, and that bystanders had attempted to revive him while calling for an ambulance. She remembered the hospital doctor, young, inexperienced at breaking this kind of bad news to a wife who needed to know exactly what had happened to her husband. It was a pulmonary embolism, he explained. It could have happened to anyone.